Retired Major General Oswald Reedy joins us today. Good morning. Welcome and congratulations on your posting, which you've taken up since the beginning of this month. How are you doing?
All good. Thank you. Good morning to you, fellow, and your listeners as well.
Certainly. General Reedy, it's great to have you, or Major General Reedy, rather. It's great to have you here. You've got a deep understanding of SAPS. You've been in the force for some almost 40 years in various roles, and that includes 19 years as Major General. You've worked in three provinces across the country, Western Cape, KZN, as well as Gauteng. Help us understand exactly what the police ombudsman role is and why it is that if it's an oversight role, it sits within the SAPS.
The police ombudsman is actually an independent body. It's the first of its kind in South Africa in the Western Cape. So the jurisdiction is just for the Western Cape. And this comes out of the Khayelitsha Commission, which took place around 2014, and it was one of their recommendations. And Advocate Vusi Pikoli was the first police ombudsman, thereafter retired Major General Brandt and now myself. But to answer the question, you know, it's to impartially and independently investigate and seek to resolve complaints against the police inefficiencies and to deal with the breakdown in relations between the police and the community. So that's basically the core function and mandate of the police ombudsman.
In that regard,
it's not part of SAPS.
I see. In that regard, do you work in some kind of alignment with IPED?
It's a similar type of body. It's although it's not a Section 9 entity, it's very similar. So the Human Rights Commission, the Public Protector, IPED, Public Service Commission, on that level, but empowered by the Western Cape Community Safety Act.
I see. And so your final, if I may, just reporting line, when we make complaints to you, where do those... under what jurisdiction do they fall? Is that province? Is it the security cluster?
It's the province. So any complaint from any individual organization within the Western Cape, we have the mandate to look at. And if it does not fall within our mandate, we then redirect it to the appropriate organization or individual.
I see. So, Major General Reedy, you know, what are your key priorities in terms of your sense of complaints in your past 27 days?
The you know, most of the complaints relate to lack of service delivery, poor service delivery, poor communication, poor investigation, unacceptable conduct, a failure for police to conduct themselves in a proper, fair manner, failure to follow procedures, disregard for the Bartopele principles, failure to respond to inquiries or complaints, you know, sometimes no feedback on cases, lack of visible policing. Those are some of the complaints that we deal with.
I see. And your path of recourse, are you able to instruct a SAPS division or station to respond to your findings and your resolutions?
Yes. We are a statutory body, and we are empowered, you know, to direct that individuals can appear before me. I can also enter any building or premises. I can look at documents, make requests for information, etc. And there's, you know, consequences in relation to failure to comply or to cooperate. And it's, you know, an offence in terms of Section 30 of the Western Cape Community Safety Act, where a fine can be issued or an period of imprisonment of up to 3 years, or both the fine and the imprisonment.
Is that of a law enforcement officer?
Yes.
And that applies to law enforcement at the metro level as well as SAPS?
It's SAPS and the Metro Police currently. At this stage, the traffic and the law enforcement are not part of that jurisdiction.
Okay. So then finally, please, Major General, won't you help us understand how do I, as a citizen of or a resident of the Western Cape, engage you if and when I have a complaint?
Our telephone number, if I could share that, is 483-0669. I repeat, 483-0669. Our fax is 483-0660. Email is ombudsman@westerncape.gov.za. ombudsman@wcpo.gov.za.
Yes.
Our physical address, we are on the sixth floor at St. George's Mall, Waldorf Building in Cape Town. It's number 80 Burke Street.
Thank you so much.
Our operating hours are from 7:30 to 1600 hours, Monday to Friday. We also have a website that people can visit if they just Google Western Cape Police Ombudsman, which falls under the Western Cape government, although we are an independent body.
Retired Major General Oswald Reedy, thank you so much. Western Cape Police Ombudsman, who has just been brought into this particular position this month. If you have complaints around poor investigation, non-follow-up, poor conduct amongst SAPS and the Metro Police, traffic and law enforcement are excluded at this time, but SAPS and Metro Police, please feel free to call 483-0669 or email ombudsman@wcpo.gov.za for some kind of follow-up.